This is Nesta McGregor on BBC Three Counties Radio.
I'm not a young chicken, and I was born in Algeria during the War of Independence against France. Mm-hmm. And my mother, I was around about 9 months old, and my mother was carrying me back to back in a baby African sling, and she was crossing the border into Tunisia, which was neutral. And it just happened that the French from aeroplanes were shooting, and the bullet went through her and lodged into my spine. I was found strapped to my dead mother on the border, so nobody knows how long I was there. And I was taken to initially to a hospital in Tunisia to remove the bullet. Nobody really thought I was going to survive. Yeah. I was very small, and But I think I have a bit of a strong will. I'd survived. And then from there, nobody really knew what to do with me, because being I'm paralysed from the armpits downwards, and partial paralysis in my arms and hands. So no one really knew what to do with me. So at that time in Tunisia, women used to go early to have their babies in hospital.
Okay.
So the mothers-to-be actually practiced on me. That's how, in many ways, I managed to stay healthy and maybe not have so many pressure sores. And what happened was Oxfam were doing a lot of fundraising at that time for the Algerian refugees.
Yeah.
And a British diplomat came to the maternity hospital in Tunisia, and one of the doctors there had heard about Stoke Mandeville Spinal Injury Unit and said to Alex, was a diplomat, and he said, "You must get this child to Stoke Mandeville, otherwise she will not survive here." And that's what happened. And when I was about a year and a half, I was flown in to Stoke Mandeville, and that's how I arrived here.